something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Christ Consciousness.
Hallelujah. When Jesus resurrected, it was final. Because no one ever came out of hell by himself. Jesus called others out and they couldn't hold him back. Now he came in himself and not even Satan could stop him. He went to hell. Do you understand? He whipped death, came out alive. And then when he appeared to the disciples, what did he say? He says, all hail. All hail. He didn't want them to keep quiet and say. He said, hail. 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 That's what he wanted. He said, hail. And you can imagine they parried in that place. All hail. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Ah! Oh, no, I felt that thing run through me. He came out of hell. He was back. Do you understand? He went into death. He went into hell itself and came back alive. He came back alive. Wow. Oh, dear, dear Jesus. What a miracle. What glory this is. He came back alive. And he says, all hail. They saw him. This was an exciting moment. An exultant moment. Wow, he was back. And I can imagine some of them standing and just admiring the Son of God. Wow, wow. When he stilled the waves, they said, what manner of man is this? When he walked on the water, they didn't know what to think. But now he comes out of hell. Oh my goodness. No wonder when Thomas saw him, he said, my Lord and my God. He fell at his feet. He couldn't stand it. He said, what manner of man is this? He was there. When he walked to the water, Thomas saw that. They just said, wow. But now this was more than wow. He said, my Lord and my God. He couldn't think of anything more. My Lord and my God. Hey! For the first time, he would look at a man face to face. He couldn't think of anything else. He called him God. He said, my Lord and my God. He didn't need nobody to tell him this had to be God. He said, my Lord and my God. Hi-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. I want you to know that in those days, they had talked about the Buddhist theology. Are you hearing me? Confucianist theology. They had thought about all those philosophers of old. They knew about them. But here came one who came out of death. Are you hearing me? Nobody was there to raise him up. No prophet was there to pray about it. He came out. Oh, glory to God. He came out of death. He came out of death. This was a man. He didn't function as God. Are you hearing me? Now he shows up And Thomas couldn't hold back the tears. He had said it was a lie. He had said others have been brainwashed. He said, I will not believe until I see. Now Jesus shows up. The windows were shut. The doors were shut. The Bible says, then came Jesus in the midst of his disciples. They, oh, Thomas, this is not a ghost. He said, Thomas, you said until you see, you will not believe. Put your finger into my hand. Thomas saw those holes where the nails had passed through, where they drilled those nails through his hands. When Thomas saw that, he was shaken. Jesus said, not over yet. Pulled back that jacket. He said, put your hand into my side. Because he knew there was a wound there. Are you hearing me? The Roman soldier had thrust a spear through his side where blood and water gushed out. And Thomas put his hand there and he felt it. He said, my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. He couldn't say, thou art the Christ. He said, my Lord and my God. He couldn't talk like Peter. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, my Lord and my God. You've got to come to that place in your life where you know Jesus is God. If he were not God, he would have told Thomas, no, you're going too far. He accepted it. He said, because you have seen, you have believed. That what? That I am Lord and God. My Lord and my God. What a consciousness. This is the one that says to us, fear not. He has been to death. He has been to the grave. He has been to hell. And he came back. Oh, glory to God. He's the one that says to you, fear not. I'm the first and the last. I know about it. Fear not. There's nothing to fear. Why? He's telling us there's nothing in death. Are you hearing me? Nothing in it. Fear not. He's the first and the last. And you're in between. Fear not. Hallelujah. Let me tell you about Paul. Paul had gained a Christ consciousness. A Christ consciousness is the working of the Spirit of God in your life. A Christ consciousness is an understanding of who you are, what life you now have, the environment of the Spirit to which you have been born. Are you hearing me? For the Bible says that we live in his presence. We have been brought into his presence. There's where we dwell. There's where we function. There's where we live. A consciousness of your new environment. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? He had come there. He had arrived. He was the one that told us, if any man is in Christ, he is no ordinary person. He's a new creation. All things are passed away. All things are become. Not shall become, but are become new. Are you hearing this? Now let's go to 2 Corinthians and see this Christ consciousness that Paul had. Are you still here? Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Wonderful. You know what, brother? Sister, you got to cultivate a Christ consciousness. Are you hearing me? Cultivate a Christ consciousness through the word. That's the way to live as a victor. You have a Christ consciousness, you will never complain of any disease in your body. Because it's not possible. Not with a Christ consciousness. Just like Jesus, who had gained a consciousness over death, Paul had done the same. Let's read. From verse 8, chapter 1, 2 Corinthians. Are you there? For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength. There was so much persecution, you understand? In so much that we despaired even of life. We despaired of life. Look at this verse 9. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Stop, look up. I don't know whether you saw what we just read. You know what that man is saying? It's too big for the religious folk. He says, we despaired of life. We were pressed beyond measure. He says the horror was too much. He says, but that was too late. He says, because we already sentenced ourselves to death. He says, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Why? That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raised the dead. Do you understand? That's what Jesus was saying when he said, fear not, I am the first and the last. That means I can do something about it. I'm the first and the last. I'm here, I'm at the end. So what are you afraid of? That's what he's asking you. Paul said we had the sentence of death in ourselves. So we should not trust in ourselves, in our ability. So no more fear. We have transcended our ability to the ability of God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234 812 851 9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.